This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the state-of-the-art new terminal building at Lokapriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati today. Spread over nearly 1.4 lakh square meters, the new terminal building is designed to handle up to 1.3 crore passengers annually. Addressing a gathering in Guwahati, the Prime Minister said the center prioritizes the Northeast under the Act East policy and Assam will become an engine for Viksit Bharat.
हमने एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी के जरिए पूर्वोत्तर को प्राथमिकता दी और आज हम असम को भारत के ईस्टर्न गेटवे के रूप में उभरता देख रहे हैं. असम भारत को आसियान देशों से जोड़ने के लिए ब्रिज की भूमिका निभा रहा है. ये शुरुआत अभी बहुत आगे तक जाएगी और असम कई क्षेत्रों में विकसित भारत का इंजन बनेगा.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated two national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees at Ranaghat in Nadia district of West Bengal. The Prime Minister inaugurated the 66.7 kilometre long four-laning of the Baraj Guli Krishnanagar section of National Highway 34 in Nadia. He also laid the foundation stone of the four-laning of 17.6 kilometer long Barasat Baraj Guli section of National Highway 34 in North Pargana district. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized that the values of compassion, tolerance and mutual respect and collective responsibility are not merely past ideals but essential foundations for a strong and harmonious modern world. Speaking at an event in Gachi Bauli, Hyderabad of Telangana, Mrs. Murmu highlighted that the vision for a developed India requires a blend of modern education with moral wisdom and innovation with environmental responsibility. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has called for a whole-of-society approach to effectively combat obesity, which is one of the country's most pressing public health challenges. The minister made these remarks while addressing the inaugural session of the two-day Asia-Oceania Conference on Obesity in New Delhi today. He also emphasized the need to use weight-reducing or anti-obesity drugs very judiciously. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued an advisory saying that a cyber campaign called Ghost Pairing is being used for hijacking WhatsApp account. The ministry said that the offenders or hijackers are exploiting WhatsApp device linking feature to hijack accounts using pairing codes without authentication requirement. The ministry asked citizens not to click on suspicious links and to never enter their phone number on external sites. It further urged people to check linked WhatsApp device settings regularly and to not fall for such traps. Metro train services have officially commenced operations in Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh from today. Union Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal Khattar and Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav jointly flagged off the first metro train from Subhash Nagar metro station. Several flights and trains experienced disruptions due to dense fog condition in the national capital and NCR region today. Delhi Airport said that around 138 flights were cancelled due to low visibility at Indira Gandhi International Airport. The Delhi Division of Indian Railway said that the movement of several Delhi-bound trains are also affected today. It said that around 37 trains were delayed by more than 2 hours. Delhi government has intensified its enforcement drive under GRAP Stage 4 to curb air pollution. Environment Ministry Manjinder Singh Sirsa warned of strict action against pollution and polluting industries and the construction sites. In a statement, the government said that a total of 612 non-compliant industries faced closure. In badminton, Indians men's double pair of the Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty lost to Chinese duo of Liang Weikeng and Wang Shang in the semi-final of BWF World Tour final in China. And that's the end of the news.